Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and we're making our way pretty rapidly through the book of Acts, and I'm just so excited to pray for you today. I just had an amazing run, and I feel full of the joy of the Lord. I know some people think runner's high is a myth, but I feel like I'm in it right now, so I'm grateful. So, on that note, let's read Acts 7, 9 through 22 in the ESV, English Standard Version. This is what it says. This is the continuation of Stephen's speech. He says this, "And the patriarchs, jealous of Joseph, sold him into Egypt, but God was with him and rescued him out of all of his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom before Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who made him ruler over Egypt and over all his household. Now there came a famine throughout all Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers could find no food. But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers on their first visit. And on the second visit, Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to Pharaoh. And Joseph sent and summoned Jacob, his father, and all his kindred, 75 persons in all. And Jacob went down into Egypt, and he died, he and our fathers. And they were carried back to Shechem and laid in the tomb that Abraham had bought for a sum of silver from the sons of Hamor in Shechem. But as the time of the promise drew near, which God had granted to Abraham, the people increased and multiplied in Egypt until there arose over Egypt another king who did not know Joseph. He dealt shrewdly with our race and forced our fathers to expose their infants so that they would not be kept alive. At this time, Moses was born, and he was beautiful in God's sight, and he was brought up for 3 months in his father's house. And when he was exposed, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and deeds." Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I'm always really connected to the story of Joseph. There's so many things that he endured that I can just find these touch points in his story. And so today I pray for those who also have those touch points in his story, for those who have felt abandoned or accused by their brothers and sisters, whether it be their actual brothers and sisters or their brothers and sisters in Christ, for those who have been wrongly imprisoned, for those who have been framed, for those who have been misunderstood, for those who have been faithful and faithful and faithful and yet unseen. Lord, I pray that they would find encouragement today in the story of Joseph, that long obedience in the same direction as Eugene Peterson wrote. Lord, help us to have that kind of perseverance today, particularly in the midst of a pandemic that continues to rage around the world. We need perseverance. And with that perseverance, Lord, we need an eternal perspective. Because, Lord, this life is not all there is. There will be a new heavens. There will be a new earth. There will be our tears wiped away. There will be a body no longer filled with disease. There will be reconciled relationships. There will be worship of Jesus forever and ever and ever. And every tongue and every tribe and every nation will bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we will know that the kingdom of our Lord is here. And so, Lord, we also pray, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that your will be done. We pray that all those injustices that we see right now, that we could be a part of righting those wrongs. We pray sincerely for those who are on our hearts today. And Lord, I know every one of us carries a bundle of people on our back. People we're worried about, people we're praying for, people we maybe are estranged from, and we lift them up to you right now. I particularly pray for marriages that are struggling, where the man or the woman cannot see their way through to the end, and there's despair and hopelessness, and I pray for a supernatural just intervention there, Lord, that you would intervene in people's lives, that there could be reconciliation, confession, truth, and forgiveness. Lord, that is what you do. That is what you do best. And I pray alongside that, that we would have those softened hearts so that we could love, forgive, and let go of bitterness like we need to. Lord, thank you again for the story of Joseph and the reminder of perseverance. We ask for that same kind of power of perseverance today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful that you are spending time. If you're new to the podcast, the simple thing that we do is we just read scripture. Right now we're going through the book of Acts, go about 5 to 10 verses a day, and then I pray for you according to scripture. And this is a way that you can enhance your prayer life, not only with me, of course, I mean, not praying to me, but you know what I'm saying. You can enhance your prayer life by reading scripture and then praying the truths of that scripture back to the Lord. It's a really amazing practice, so I hope you might try it sometime. Have a great day.